We are in Siman Tofnun Aleph, the halachas of Kasher and Kalim for Pesach. We are up to Sif Yud Gimel, and that's what we're going to be doing today. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kli Shiesh Po Tlai, if you're dealing with a keli that has patches on it, Im Kodam Atlai Levlias HaIsser, if it had a patch before you used it for Chametz, Ein Sarach LaHasiro, you can leave it there. We're talking about a metal patch. The Kavolo Kach Polto, the same way it absorbed through the patch, so too it will be able to extract whatever chametz it absorbed. Then kodma blias yisur tlatlai, whereas first this keli was balea yisur, and then you put the patch over it. So the halachi is tzorech lahosir atlai kodem hagola. You either have to remove this patch from it before you amachshir, o yosim gecholim al mokam atlai, or you should put coals on the place where the tlai is, you should burn it out, achi yisar of gufa yisar, im yeshno, in order that it burn out the actual chametz that's there. V'chakach magilis akli, and then you'll be able to kasher the keli. Now, obviously, this is talking about a metal keli. Vimu shel eitz, whereas if this is wooden, so you can't put coals on them, in lo takona, elim ken yarchiv hasedek kol kach, unless you separate the patch from the rest of it so much, so that you'll be able to extract from there whatever is in there. Now, it's obvious from the Mechaber that we're not talking about taste that's absorbed. We're talking about a real fear that somewhere underneath that patch, there's be'ein of iser. Now, if you're talking about a patch that is so tight that there couldn't possibly be any physical chametz caught between the patch and the kli itself, there the halacha is you do not have to remove it, and we would say kavolo kach polto, the same way that something can absorb through a patch, so too it can give it out. Now the Shulchan Aruch holds, the Mishnah Berurah points out, like the Rashba, that hagola will be able to go from one side to the other. When you do hagola, it will be able to extract through a patch all the way into the inside piece of the metal. And the only reason why he requires us to remove the patch if you use it for chametz first is out of fear that there's actual physical chametz in there. The problem is that the Rush disagrees. The Rush holds that we are choshish, that it will not be a maflit through a patch. That means that according to the Rush, we are afraid that even though you do hagola, it could be that hagola only extracts from the outer surface and not from what is behind the patch. The Magen Avraham is choshish for the Rush, and according to him, we are really afraid that even after you do Hagala on Pesach, it's gonna end up giving out some of the Tam Chametz that is caught in between. Now, as far as Lamaisa, the Nafkamina will be, remember, according to everybody, you've got to remove the patch, and you've got to put Gecholim there. The difference is that according to the Rashba, when you put coals there, the purpose is to simply burn out whatever actual chametz be'en is in there. Whereas according to the Magen Avraham, when you put gecholim there, it's because you're doing libun. Halacha lamaisa, if it's an eina ben yomo, the Mishnah Berurah says all you've got to do is put enough gecholim there to burn out the be'en. Whereas if it's a ben yomo, then the halacha would be we should be choshish for the rush. It seems like the Mishnah Berurah favors the Rashba, that Rov Achronim really paskin like him. Now, this is all referring to some kind of patch that is put in with rivets or screws. What happens if it was welded on? So there we say that at the time they welded it on, they must have burnt out whatever chametz was there. Similarly, in the case of old kalim that were replated. They cover the outside with some other metal. Lechatchila, you should do hagola anyway because we're afraid that it didn't get hot enough when they were koshering it. But b'di'evit, we would rely on it. If the actual pot was coated by a non-Jew, the Mishnah Berurah points out that even if you have a pot, say, that was owned by a Jew, and now you give it to a non-Jew to coat, we are machmir that the coating requires a new tefilas kalim. Next halacha says the Ramah, Roshim Sha'osim Ha'umnim B'toch Kelim Mutar Lahagilam. A Roshim, that's referring to a seal that the professionals put into the Kelim, you are allowed to do Agola Ma'achash and Asim Echadash, since it was made new, V'yanakram Hetiv, and you should go just make sure to clean them well. What does it mean by that? This is something that they actually attach to the Keli. If they engraved something, that's not a problem. That was the previous halacha. The halacha was if there's any dirt in there, you've got to burn it out. Whereas over here, we're talking about something that they added to it rather than engraved in it. And the Mishnah Berurah says that ideally you should still put gecholim there. You should put coals and make sure that you're burning out whatever's there.